Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We're glad to be back. We're two lifelong nerds. We like to drop some knowledge on you every week, Wednesdays, 9 to 10 p.m.
Again, except when Red Bear's not here.
If you have, yeah, I mean, we were unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, we're sick last week. We are here all the time. If you want
all
to catch us.
Time.
We don't leave the station.
I can't.
We're like the what are the ghosts in Ghostbusters that can't leave the building or whatever? I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
We're
online. If you want to check us out online, Bear, what is the website?
Our website is exppoints.com. You have to double tap the P.
We're on a lot of social media. And recently,
social media is fun.
Recently, yeah, social media is like a job by itself. We've actually consolidated all of our social media instead of going slash this, slash that. Go to exppoints.com/social. S-O-C-I-A-L. You will find all of our social
media. What does that spell?
It spells social. We're going to... the boss always says, be aggressive, be aggressive. Well, this is be social, be social. exppoints.com/social. You'll find our Facebook, Twitter, all the social media we're part of. We haven't put our Patreon page up there yet, but if you go to patreon.com/experiencepoints, you can give us money to do funny things on the air and on the website, and it's really good.
And we have to do them.
And we have to do them. It's kind of like an ongoing Kickstarter, and that's really cool if you want to check us out there.
Speaking of having to do things, I just recently saw where you called me out for the ice bucket challenge.
Yep.
Apparently this is a 24-hour thing. I'm, what, like a month behind?
Yeah, you're like a month. We brought it up at a previous show and you learned about this thing. So.
Yeah, I know. Like, I guess I wasn't even paying attention to the show, but I saw it popped up on my YouTube. I'm like, well, I guess I got to do this now.
Yep.
So it will happen sometime before
we'll retroactively get you into this thing.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Anyway, we're going to cut to a song, come on back, and we're going to talk about some news and what we've done and all that stuff. This is Gotta Catch 'Em All by Power Glove. It's a Pokemon song, but it is metal. It is so good.
You act like there's something wrong with Pokemon.
No, it's good. Thanks. You're listening to Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you're listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
No, I'm Red Bear.
That was Gotta Catch 'Em All by Power Glove. I really love that song.
Like, so metal.
We're drumming along and, like, you know,
doing we're rocking out in the studio.
We're not musically inclined, though, so
no,
it looks just...
I'd have no...
It looks like severely uncoordinated children trying to, like, play music and bang pans, bang pans. Anyway... What's been happening, Red Bear?
Red Bear. Well, you ever notice, you can always tell when I went to a con, the show after, because my voice is terrible.
Oh, I was going to you smell differently. Well, you've got an odor to you, but
I got
that's
con
okay.
Funk on
I didn't say it was bad. It's like, well, I went to the carnies, and I smell like cotton candy and county fairs. So.
And that's what's funny. So, like, last week when we didn't do the show, I was because I was sick.
Right.
But I sounded fine. This week I'm great, but I sound
You know, you sound
wonderful.
Like you've been through the ringer. Well, how was it? What con did you go to?
This was DerpyCon South, second year for this con to be running.
Awesome.
And a great turnout, actually.
It's good when you make it to your second year because you know you didn't bankrupt yourself in the first
one. You had enough support to have
and
a
that,
second
And that, you know
one.
What, success is actually coming back to play again. That's success.
So, the voice actor, Ingrid. Yeah. I can't talk today. But anyway, I flew all the way down from Canada for the con, so that was awesome
nice.
Of her. And, yeah, we had a great time, and there was an awesome concert. Well, not concert, but a dance party Saturday night, and that's why I have no voice.
I always, whenever I hear anyone from Canada, I always want to make an obligatory maple syrup joke, or hockey joke, or Mountie joke, or moose joke, or Winnie the Pooh joke. But I don't.
Don't they have the best stereotype, though?
They do.
I mean, what's the racial thing about them? Oh, you're nice.
I think the racial stereotype is you're a voice actor, or you work on the set of Stargate. I mean,
and
I
you're
think,
nice, yeah. No matter what. But and actually,
it's
I don't think
weird.
About that.
It's
I know
like,
a lot of voice actors that live in Canada.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
odd.
Yep.
Wow. But anyway, yeah. So great time,
well,
and
good.
I lost my voice.
Yep.
Yay. And I do a radio show.
I've been. It's a good thing we don't get paid for this.
No, not right.
We're volunteers for how much longer? We don't know. So I played Destiny. I played a lot of Destiny.
Play
some Destiny.
Read some Destiny.
Destiny is really, really awesome. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. It's not particularly doing. I'm not going to say it's doing poorly, but it's not doing as well as I think everyone expected it to be, and that's managed expectations on one part. But we're going to talk about it a little bit later. I started getting into a little bit of projects, a little project in here and there. We're going to see how far that gets us. If it gets really far, then we're going to announce what we're doing on the show. But other than that, big news,
big
children.
News.
So Blizzard today, or yesterday rather,
yesterday.
Kind of let break that it canceled. Well, let me start real before we do this.
But they never Blizzard. Another thing, I'm back on WoW.
Oh yeah, you're playing WoW. So my Eve subscription actually expired. I was Dual Box and Eve accounts for 1 month. They had like a $9.99 per count per month type of welcome back package. Mm-hmm. I tried it for 1 month. I didn't really do anything with it, so I just let that lapse.
I'll get back on WoW with us.
I might get back on WoW with you. So
I'll send you the server.
But I don't know. I'm playing Destiny, so I don't know if I want a game. I don't know if I want a game. You know, 27. I need at least 4 hours of sleep a day. But no, so. Back in, I don't know, a while back, like it's been in development for like 7 years, but we got wind, the gaming community got wind that we got wind of Blizzard doing another game, some big giant MMO that will be better or at least rival World of Warcraft, and it was project named Titan. We learned last year through, and they never officially announced this thing, we just knew about it, so I guess they didn't need to announce it, everyone just knew. They did interviews. They said, yeah, we're doing this thing, but they've never actually shown or done anything. And every year at BlizzCon, they're like, maybe it's going to be Titan. Maybe it's going to be Titan. It's going to be better. We're going to expect it. Maybe it's going to be Titan. And we learned last year that Titan went back to the drawing board after nearly a decade of development. I think 6 or 7 years of development. It went back to the drawing board to sort of redo some things. Well, yesterday we learned that it is canceled. Blizzard announced.
Completely Dunsky.
Blizzard announced official cancellation of it, so it's gone. When asked, Mike Morhaime, who's the CEO of Blizzard, he said, "You know, it always sucks when you have to do something like this." I'm paraphrasing. It always sucks when you have to do something like this. They did World of Warcraft Adventures or Adventures of Warcraft or whatever a while back. StarCraft Ghost. You know, a bunch of these things make it so far with art and with movies and with trailers and with assets and buzz and hype, and then you have to say, sorry, we're not doing it.
Well, and I'll be honest, I can appreciate that, because sometimes you can put your heart and soul into something for years, it's still a piece of crap.
Right, right.
And to just not release that on us, I appreciate it, because it maintains your level of quality.
He did, well, and that's what they've always been behind. They've said, you know, whenever they canceled something like StarCraft Ghost, products and quality of other products inherently got better. And that is, so far, that's true. Now, Titan had a lot of buzz around it. We never actually saw anything from it, though, so it's just the idea of we were working on something for 10 years, almost 10 years.
Well, like you said, they've been working on it for 10 years, so clearly they've learned from that.
Yeah, and you know, you asked some of the developers, they said it wasn't fun anymore, it wasn't where we were going, it wasn't what we wanted to do. So that's canceled. You know, as for, you know, lingering effects, or maybe we'll see some of the assets get used in StarCraft or World of Warcraft or other games, we don't know. We don't even know if they will be Titan assets, you know, spread around, because we don't know what they're about. But that is cool. So we're going to cut to a song.
You look like you're running out of words.
Sorry, we're going to cut to a song.
I have no voice.
We're going to cut to a song, and then we're going to come back and talk about our retro game. It's Blizzard inspired. StarCraft. The original StarCraft. So this is the Prime theme for Metroid Prime by Metroid Metal. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm Batman.
And welcome back. I'm Red Bear.
I'm MG. That was Metroid theme by Metroid Metal. That's a Metroid Prime theme, which is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, Metroid's always cool.
We're going to talk about our retro game. Our retro game this week is StarCraft. Let's go through some of the quick facts.
Koreans love it.
Koreans love, well, the South Koreans. We're not aware.
I don't know if the North Koreans do or not.
We called North Korea. They never came back
to us. They never
came
back with an answer.
We feel like we're...
They're probably playing StarCraft.
Maybe. Could be.
Get them on TeamSpeak.
On their dial-up modems, I assume.
Well, we should continue on.
So, yeah, StarCraft. The original StarCraft released by Blizzard March 1988, if the internet...
March 31st, 1988.
1988? 98.
I am reading words.
So this game was a really awesome, pivotal game, I think, in gaming history. Whenever you talk about some of the great games of all time, I think StarCraft is probably on your list at some point.
It's at the top there, I will admit.
It told the story from three separate sides. The Terrans, which are like the Confederate prisoners lost in space edition. And then you got the Zerg, which are the infestation
bug guys,
pretty bug much race. StarCraft or Starship Trooper bugs.
Yeah,
but with some sort of like hive mind type of thing.
Zerg Rush.
And then you got the Protoss, which are like space wizard magician aliens.
The higher thinking authority.
Yeah. They're real philosophical, and they're always talking like they're some poet. Anyway.
And I always love this in a game when they have more than one different viewpoint. That's why I love the original Half-Life with Blue Shift and all that.
Right. And
I love that.
This is one of those games. Each campaign had a different side of it, had a different main set of characters, had a different faction, if you will. And we've seen this go on to, switch around like this, like Supreme Commander. And that's not the first one that's ever done that, but
that's not the only other great one.
Yeah, it was. But StarCraft RTS. It's a real time strategy game for those that aren't familiar with the acronyms.
It's even multiplayer,
and the multiplayer is pretty awesome. In fact, they had Swarm. I think was the multiplayer client.
It was called Swarm,
and what you could do, if I'm remembering it right, you didn't need to install the game on everybody's computer. You could actually take the disc, and you could put the disc in every computer and load up the game, and once it was loaded, take the disc out and go to the next one. It would load the assets, and then you're free to play without a disc. And that was really cool, because you could literally buy StarCraft once and play with all your friends locally, back when LAN parties were still, like, a thing.
Yeah, they're awesome.
We're working on writing a book about LAN parties as we speak. Well, not as we speak, but as we talk about it right now, we're typing.
Words are coming out.
So expansion packs for this game, Brood War. Brood War was a fantastic idea for expansion packs. That's actually, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show too, as far as DLC and expansion packs go. But Brood War was really awesome. It was like a second game, but it wasn't totally a second game, so you did need the original StarCraft to play. They do have a sequel, though, to StarCraft. StarCraft 2. And then StarCraft 2 is sort of doing the episodic content where instead of giving you all of the campaigns all at once, it gave us the Terran campaign.
And we have the Terrans.
And then we have the Zerg campaign out. And now the Protoss campaign is what we're working on. And that'll complete StarCraft 2. Legacy. You know, when you talk about StarCraft, you have to talk about Legacy. And that's really where we're at right now. The game is still heavily played in competition.
Oh, yeah. Even the original.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, despite having StarCraft 2, StarCraft 1 is still heavily played, heavily competitive. And it did see the rise, along with Warcraft 3, helped see the rise of Battle.net. To be fair, Battle.net existed with Warcraft 2. Battle.net edition, of course, and StarCraft kept it going. Warcraft 3 sort of revitalized Battle.net, but it's still compatible, the original StarCraft. And it's hard to say that a game that was made back in 1998, almost, 20 years ago, is still actively being played. And not only actively being paid, but it's
competitively being played.
Oh, yeah. People buy special hardware. They buy CRT monitors. They create old-school machines to play StarCraft competitively for various reasons. So it's an awesome way of time-locking a game, in the best way.
It was one of the forerunners of this competitive gaming thing that's led us up to like Major League Gaming and
right,
stuff now
absolutely.
That we have today.
Yeah, back in the day there was Counter-Strike, there was StarCraft, and that was sort of
that was kind
it.
Of it. Well, and the Dota.
Right. So, but then that was Warcraft 3.
Yeah.
But that was after StarCraft and Counter-Strike. I'm talking about 1.6. I'm talking about the original Counter-Strike.
Yeah, yeah, no, I
gotcha. It was a genre of its own. Whenever you thought RTS, you didn't really think of any other game. You thought StarCraft. And the story, competitive gaming side aside, the story of this game is expansive.
Amazing.
It's expansive. It's a great story in three acts. And from different perspectives, you learn exactly the triumphs and the pitfalls of all of these characters, and it really leads well into StarCraft 2. But I can remember as a kid playing this, and there were so many political overtones.
You just didn't understand.
I didn't understand it as a kid, but I've replayed it because again, StarCraft Anthology is a big thing when you get StarCraft 2. I replayed it fairly recently, like within the last two or three years, and I realized that the game is so fantastic. The graphics are a little dated. The actual videos are definitely dated.
Yeah,
I think it uses Bink.
gotta love
Bink video.
That's great.
But despite all of that, it's still worth a play, and you can get it off of I'm pretty sure Battle.net. For probably almost nothing, $3 or $4. If not, just getting StarCraft 2 will get you the game, I think. So, fantastic. You have anything to add on that, Bear?
Not really. I'm,
yeah,
know,
Bear's
voice.
Dying.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. We're going to cut to another song. We're going to talk about Destiny and expansion packs and DLC and stuff like that. This is Deranged by Coheed and Cambria. This was on the Arkham City soundtrack from Batman Arkham City.
Yeah, something good came out of that game.
That's why I use my Batman voice.
This is just my con
voice. It was me. It wasn't really Batman.
Oh.
I fooled you all.
You even got me, and I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah, he closed his eyes.
You think you're in the studio with Batman? Oh, man.
Play the song.
I just spit all over the monitor. This is Deranged. This is Deranged by Coheed and Cambria. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
This city's lost its hope. I repeat, I boast.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Deranged by Coheed and Cambria off of the Arkham City, Batman Arkham City soundtrack. It was an exclusive song. I love Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, absolutely.
I've seen them in concert a few times, and they're always a treat, I assume. They're a treat. They're such cods. No, it's good. So we mentioned earlier about Destiny, how I've been playing a lot of Destiny, and you haven't had the luxury yet.
I don't.
The phantasm don't that is Destiny.
The next-gen consoles or anything.
So, fun fact, for those that don't know, Destiny has been released on the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One and the PS3 and the PS4. None of these systems can talk or play together. And some are for hardware reasons, some are for political reasons. Xbox, Microsoft likes to control their multiplayer, and the reason you're not going to be able to play Xbox 360 and Xbox One or PS3 and PS4 together is because the hardware on PS4 and Xbox One are so significantly better that render distances through sniper rifle scopes matter whenever you're playing competitively. So it is possible for PS3 or Xbox 360 users to pull up a sniper rifle, look at an enemy downrange, can't see them because of the render distance and the engine and the hardware, and yet if you were on PS4 you would have been able to see them. So that's the reason that people are giving. That being said, I played Destiny, and Destiny's fantastic. I'm sorry, the point that I was trying to make with that is if you buy it for PS3 specifically, the Destiny for PS3, you register it, they will give you the digital version of the PS4 if you buy a PS4 before January 15th.
So buy a PS4 before January 15th.
So January 15th, if you want to play now and you have a PS3, it doesn't work for Xbox 360, Xbox Ones.
If you do,
I think Sony is doing this. It may be Bungie through Sony or whatever, or via Sony. But
maybe Bungie just not wanting to deal with Microsoft.
Maybe. I know that there's some things, some histories. Nah. Anyway, so if you get the thing, go on PSN, register it, it'll give you, if you buy the digital, you have to buy the digital version. But it'll give you the PS4 digital version too. Anyway, so a week of Destiny, you know, it's pretty awesome. I'm loving the game so far. I really enjoyed it. I did beat the story missions fairly quickly. It's been about 8 hours and 8 to 10 hours, and I beat the storyline, the main storyline. But the really cool thing is that, you know, because it's always on, there's always stuff to do. There's new bounties, there's new dailies, if you will. That's what bounties sort of are. And you can always go back and play the game again and again and again, get better gear. So it's sort of like Borderlands in a way. It's like Loot Hunt, you know, you go and you replay the missions on harder difficulties, and you get more stuff. You play it with people. There are always these neat little things, like you get a bounty that says play this mission on Mars and play it on hard, and you'll get more stuff. You'll get, you know, better gear or equipment. Do this, you'll get Vanguard marks, which you can then trade in like currency for better equipment. You can rank up. So there's always something to be doing. People complained, though. People, like, it's not getting super good reviews. I think the highest review that I've seen it get is like a 9, which is not an okay review. It should be getting 10s for the level and the scale of the game that that it's been hyped to be.
Yeah.
Low end of the spectrum, it's been getting 5s and 6s.
Wow.
2s and 3s on the phone.
That's actually
kind of
crazy, because I was actually pretty hyped about it. I mean, I don't.
It is a very, in my opinion, it's a very good game. People are critiquing everything or being real critical over everything. Like, Peter Dinklage is the voice of the ghost in the game. It's really, really good. People don't know Peter Dinklage is Tyrion from Game of Thrones. He's also the bad guy from X-Men. Days of Future Past. He's who was it? I don't remember who the scientist was, but he's the scientist that makes the big giant robots that try to kill all the X-Men. Anyway,
spoilers.
Sorry. Xavier Trask. He was Trask in that's all my comic book knowledge coming back.
Yeah.
Doing Batman voices and remembering X-Men, DC and Marvel, bridging the gap. So he does Destiny. He does one of the big voices for Destiny, but they also got Nathan Fillion. They've got Lance Reddick. They've got other fantastic voices in in
even
this game.
Even more fantastic than my current voice.
Yeah, even more fantastic than both of our voices. But, yeah. You know, it's really, really cool. Whenever I was playing the game and I went to the Vanguard, my class Vanguard guy, and it was Nathan Fillion, and it was like Captain Mal telling me, you know, like, hey, you have any cool bounties today? And I'm like, what? Cool, where you at? So that was really neat. But people are critical about his delivery, about the writing, about everything on the game. And that everyone, of course, everyone can write a better game and code a better game this and that. Yeah. So I understand people are going to complain. But initial week two,
everyone's better.
It's been about 2 weeks since Destiny's been released, a little over 2 weeks. It came out not last Tuesday, but the Tuesday before last. Mm-hmm. It has seen a couple different patches, a couple different things. People, of course, already found the grindy, farmy zones in the game where you can rank up and just shoot and shoot and shoot and get some engrams. Engrams are sort of like these random, you don't know what they are, you have to decrypt them back at the social hub. You have to decrypt them, and they may be a really good weapon, or they may just be a generic weapon.
Okay.
Or a cape or something that really is useful or useless. There's a lot
Capes
of
are always useful.
There's a lot of really cool things in the game so far, but they are releasing more even as we speak. I mean, there's events that are constantly coming out. There's DLC and expansion packs, and we're going to get to that after the break, after the song break. But you know, my thing that I wanted to talk about is that Destiny is an always on type of world. You know, I couldn't sleep the other night. Got on at 3, people were there. I got on at, you know, 10:30, people were there. I'm going to get on tonight, people are there. And there's always someone doing something, and the game world is always progressing, and there's always a countdown for a refresh on a market or on a bounty board or on something. And I feel like that's really, really cool, but the one thing that people are complaining about is that the world is sort of empty. That when you go to the social hub, it's not really that. They're like, I think Activision has stated, or Bungie has stated, that they sold over 500 million copies so far.
Oh, wow.
Which is a really successful number, especially, and that was the week one number. I haven't gotten any real, you know, numbers now. But the reason is that you can't load, let's just say every one of those people jump on at the same time. You can't load, or let's just say 1,000. It's hard to load 1,000 player characters in one zone and not have it be completely congested. So they deal with WoW does, and they phase it. They phase the entirety of the game so that you're around people that are more like your level, or you're around people in your region, or you're around people that won't lag, so that when you do collaborate and you do something together in the game world, whether it's a mission or it's a fire team or it's just a public event, you're not going to be hindered. Their experience is not going to be hindered by someone who's lagging or something.
Yeah. You said, you already had these separate universes because of the political and hardware issues.
Right. So they're just kind of farming that out to different servers, of which it's free to play on. You know, people complain like, you need Xbox Live, you need PlayStation Plus. Well, you don't actually need that. You just need it for some things. You need it for some premium content. And it's okay to have either of those things. They're both really beneficial things for gamers.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be a console gamer on your selected platform, you might as well.
Right.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
You need to max out your experience. You know, it's you're not going to say, I want to be a PC gamer, and then you're going to buy a Dell and run onboard video. You know, that's not what you do. That's not the environment that you want to be in. In case you're doing that, stop.
But I love Chip's Challenge. Do what you should do. It's all I need in life.
The main part of this is when you talk about always on worlds, that's hard. When you talk about big hype games, that's hard too, because there are two recently released big hype games that haven't really done as well as, you know, as they should. Like, you get games like Titanfall, for instance.
That was a great game.
Titanfall came out. It was a huge explosion. But if you get on now, like, Titanfall is just Titanfall.
Well,
it's not really better or worse than when it came out. It's just Titanfall.
Yeah. Well, we live in a day and age where everything's life expectancy is so much shorter.
Right.
Because remember memes and just general things that we know, like, 6 months ago, that's like 10 years internet time.
Right, that was so yesterday, bro. No, totally. I get that. Titanfall came out, and Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs was supposed to be this huge open world, hack your neighbor type of thing.
Yeah.
Watch Dogs, it's not necessarily falling flat. Neither is Titanfall, because they're both, I'm sure they're both.
They're highly successful.
They're both successful. I wouldn't say highly successful, because at this point, I'm not sure that I open Origin and I install the updates for Titanfall, because it's going to take a long time.
But you already bought it, though.
I did buy it.
That's my point. I believe they're both commercially successful.
Yeah, and I bought the season pass to it as well. So when I do play, there will be a ton of content. But, you know, is Titanfall an always on world? Well, maybe. I mean, sort of. It's more like Call of Duty, where
right. It doesn't really.
You know,
it's not, evolving. I mean, it's just maps that you pull.
Right. The you know, Watch Dogs is more like an open world sort of always on sort of thing. Titan, the actual Titan, Blizzard's canceled Titan, that was supposed to be an always on MMO based sort of like Destiny, honestly. I don't know if there's any pressure from Activision, because Blizzard is part of Activision, and so is Bungie. Bungie produced things through Activision, specifically Destiny. So I don't know if there's any, you know, political pressure or kind of adjacent pressure from that. It really may be what Blizzard is saying, where it's just not fun to develop the game anymore, and that their hearts aren't into it. But it's interesting, you know, when you play Destiny, and it's a fun game, and people are talking about it, people are forming factions, and people are going out, and they're pushing back the darkness, as it were. But I mean, you can have some haters. If you go to Kotaku or Gizmodo or whatever, you're going to see some of the haters out there talking bad about Destiny being, you know, generic, and Peter Dinklage's delivery is uncertain, and he sounds like he has no idea what he's talking about, and the game was over. The game's not over. The game is, you know, when they think of Destiny, Destiny is a 10-year game. It's a game that will last for over a decade, Activision has said, and Bungie has said. And when you talk
to them,
When you talk about Halo, you know, is Halo a good series? Well, yeah, Halo's a good series, but it's got six games now, or seven games, depending on, you know, and novels and things like that. So if you looked at Halo 1, was Halo 1 a good game? Well, yeah, but I can beat Halo 1 fairly quickly if I'm just going through it. And there's not a lot of replay value to Halo 1. There's a cool story, and that's it. And then there's the multiplayer side, and we've evolved.
And that's
where,
the replay.
Right, that's the replay. But I mean, you know, people are comparing it to Halo. Oh, that Bungie should have just stuck to Halo. Well, you don't understand how video games work, and I feel like maybe you should open that up a little bit. We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back, and we're talking about expansion packs, season passes, and DLC like that. This is Kingdom Hearts by Play, a Video Game Symphony. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Kingdom Hearts by Play, a Video Game Symphony. It's Play! Exclamation point. You're supposed to say Play! Video Game Symphony.
I can't do it.
yep. So yeah, we're talking about Destiny. Now we're talking about DLC expansion packs and season passes.
Like that.
So let's drop some knowledge on you. Season pass is really just a grouping of expansion packs or DLC. DLC, downloadable content. Expansion packs are just like downloadable content. In fact, it may be the exact same thing. They sort of use those.
Well, that's not what they used to be.
Well, no, it used to be. Why don't you explain what it used
to be? Okay, well, back in my day, kid, you see, you had a Vigi game come out there, and you know, so they already had the assets and everything for it. And they're like, man, we can just release some more content by using these assets that we've already made. And so they would make, it wouldn't be a full game, but it would be a good experience to kind of expand the universe.
Right.
Get it? Expansion. Ha. But today, it's actually, like you said, it's kind of evolved to be a generic, weird term.
It's just more content, because now, you know, it used to be, whenever you expanded a game, it wasn't so easy to just download an update or install a patch. It was a disc that you had to either go and buy, and you know, that was fine for me, I think, back in the day. Now I don't want.
Well,
but
even still, back in the day, the expansion packs were. Like, not full games, but you got a lot of content.
You did need... You needed the original game a lot of the time.
And that's actually the difference. I want to point that out. These would expand the game, not fill in holes that they left out of the game.
Right. They weren't patches. They were separate parts of the game that could not exist on their own, but did not have to be purchased in order for the full game to sort of end. It didn't sum up some stories. It maybe added additional content. So a good example of this is the Brood War expansion. It continued the story. It didn't fill in holes in StarCraft. It filled in some plot holes at the end. It told you what was going on, and it continued it. And it does fill as a gap between StarCraft and StarCraft II. But
still, the main game stands on its own.
Right, StarCraft. When you talk about StarCraft I, you know, a lot of people roll Brood War into it. And after a while, it was released as kind of a, I think, a battle chest or whatever. But, I mean, you know, anyway. So the another one is Warcraft 3. And Warcraft 3, I think the Frozen Throne or whatever the Frozen expansion pack was. So DLCs now. Usually it was like multiplayer maps. So that was that was a lot.
I think that's kind of where it got started, was with the map packs.
I think the map packs that you had, you can go buy the Halo map packs, the Call of Duty map packs. Now what we're getting, you know, and of course there was story content too. So DLCs sort of fixed a lot of the problems with production costs. You could produce and pay for, you know, building the parts of the game or parts of the expansion or whatever you were going to do. And you didn't have to worry so much about, well, now I got to spend money to press it to CD or DVD. Now I got to get it out to stores, work on artwork. You could literally just sell it in game via an in-app purchase. You could sell it on, say, a distribution system like Steam or Origin. You can do a lot of stuff like that. So look at the games like The Sims, where The Sims have tons of expansion packs, where you can't have Sims University Life or whatever, or apartment living without Sims 2. You have to have the basic game first. Sims 3 carried that on, and I imagine Sims 4 will do it as well. Now we're sort of in the DLC age. A season pass is just a grouping of DLCs, so you may see that, you'll get...
Don't you pay like a subscription for this?
You can either pay a subscription, or you could pay one lump sum up front. So for Titanfall, I paid the $50 or the $35 for two or three expansion packs. For Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4,
so
I got...
So you're buying on the promise that they're coming out.
Right. You may know in Battlefield, like Battlefield Premium, if you get the premium version of Battlefield 4, premium status gives you season pass to the first season, at least, of content. I don't know if I like it. Destiny has a season pass type of thing where you get the first two expansions, I believe The Dark Below, which is coming out in December, and then the next one is House of Wolves, which is somewhere in 2014 sometime. You get these two expansions part of season pass. I got it, and I'm waiting because again I want to maximize my gaming experience. The problem that I have is that I think we rely too heavily on these expansion packs, or as game developers, I mean, that they rely too heavily on the idea of expanding the universe that they don't maybe complete this universe all the time. And it seems funny to say that right after we talked about how Destiny is sort of complete.
It's a
complete foundation.
It's a great excuse to skip over fully developing a product to begin with.
Yeah, it's a complete foundation.
So yeah, it's this problem that TV shows seem to experience a lot, where you're not really certain of how many seasons you're going to be promised or anything, so you write out the story that's maybe not really complete so you can complete it later.
So it's like a good two seasons worth of content, and then that's like, well, if we're here in two seasons, we don't want to think about completing some sort of story arc. I guess that's what Heroes did.
Heroes
we always come back to Heroes, guys. Heroes, you know, it had a good first season, and the second season wasn't too horrible, and then third season you're like, what did you do? And the fourth season you're like, God, stop, please.
But yeah, so it kind of feels like they build these universes intentionally with holes in them to just
and you know
in later.
I for a game that's always on, and it's a first person shooter RPG MMO, again, tons of acronyms,
that's like every game in the genre.
It's a Fippus Armageddon. So whenever you build a Fippus Armageddon, you can't just give everything away at the start. First off, the game will be in development for way too long. It'll be Duke Nukem Forever Plus. And, you know, you need to be able to keep people coming back with weekly events or, you know, monthly events, or just kind of releasing things in a time-based way.
And that is the difference. So whenever you're talking about something that is, I'm not even going to try that acronym. I can't even say MMO.
Fips-driven MMO?
I'm trying to just say MMO.
In MMO.
Something always on, always connected. MMO? You have a different development model than a game that should be a packaged unit.
Right.
Which we seem to be combining the two into everything.
Yeah. We're running out of time, but, you know, just, again, another thing to kind of consider is something like timed exclusive DLC or exclusive season pass expansion pack type of content. And DLC, the Destiny DLC or the Destiny expansion pack is a timed exclusive for PlayStation, which is cool because I got a PlayStation, but at the same time, you know, it's been against me where I get Assassin's Creed and there's exclusive content for the Xbox and
I'm
not
sorry,
for PS4.
You're not rich enough to own every console ever.
Or Metal Gear Solid and multiple copies of the same game, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
I Metal Gear Solid 5 is one of the ones where for a while I couldn't play some of these like full missions, and yeah, there were extra content, but I want that extra content. I bought the game. I feel like I should be able to buy the content. And it's all about sales. It's all about marketing. Who's going to give you the most money?
It really is.
But that's the thing. Before we end out the show, we're going to go ahead and play the song Come On Back. This is exactly how Chase feels. This is I Feel Fantastic by Jonathan Colton.
Great.
I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Get up early when they're sleeping. I felt that day when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right
right now.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Right now, we're almost out of time.
Uh-huh.
I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was I Feel Fantastic by Jonathan Colton. And unfortunately, we are pretty much out of time.
Well, real quick, though, I want to point out, you said that this song was like me, how I feel fantastic. And that's actually true.
You feel.
But over the weekend, I cosplayed a character with a gravelly voice.
Yeah.
And as any voice actor will tell you, voice lessons from Red Bear, when you do that, it ruins your vocal cords.
Is that right?
So 2 days of doing a gravelly voice will ruin your vocal
nice
cords.
It'll actually,
don't do that right before
like
recording.
Karma will come back around and be like, hey, this kid wants to pretend he's got a gravelly voice. Yeah. Yo, Karma man, take care of this.
Get a real gravelly voice. So if you're going into a recording session, don't do what I do.
Don't do what you do. Don't screw up the radio show.
Sorry.
Red Bear.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. We're going to go ahead and end out the show. Before we do, Red Bear and the gravelly voice, what is that website?
Our website is exppoints.com. Always double tap the P.
If you want to check us out on social media, exppoints.com/social. You can look at all the stuff. And again, hopefully by the time this goes up, we'll have our Patreon page and a little icon so you can maybe donate to the show and help support Experience Points. If you do, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And we'll do some really cool stuff on air, off air, online, on the internets.
I may dump water on myself.
There will be photos leaked.
With ice.
Anyway, you may do that. Anyway, we are out of time. This is the end of the show. We are going to be back here next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. again on KSLU. Check us out online or iTunes, Stitcher, anything. Podcast
That's all
us.
Online, by the way.
Podcast us, sync us, follow us, like us, subscribe. This is No Strings by IFI Dragons, followed by Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.